Welcome, everyone. Yes, this is about you. And today I have an incredible person with us that is going to share a journey that I think we're all going to resonate with and understand that there are so many twists and turns and expectations that get completely sidelined. The person I'm talking to today, Phoebe, is this awesome, heart-centered entrepreneur and accomplished soccer player. She's actually achieved so many accolades as an athlete, including being inducted into several, not just one, but several Hall of Fame. And here's the thing about this. She is not only a winning champion titles. She's being recognized as an exceptional athlete at that highest level. She's also excelled in her career. We're going to hear all about network marketer, earning top awards there too. She's been recognized by her company in numerous ways. And Phoebe recently released, which I love, her first book. And it's a plan series. So we all have these, like, you all have heard, relaunch is not my only one. Phoebe is going to be taking this book, Never Quit on a Bad Day, Inspiring Stories of Resilience, and Keep It Going. When you actually do read this, and I'm going to say this, it's going to energize you to overcome your challenges, strengthen you. And what I love, and you all know that's why we're here. We love the tools too, that head-based 3HQ, everyone, head, heart, highest self. And there's going to be this awesome part where she talks about gratitude for your specific journey, not everyone else's.
You're listening to the Relaunch Podcast with your host, Hillary DeCesar, best-selling author, TV host, speaker, and 23 years as a neuro-business performance coach. She will merge modern personal development, up-to-date neuroscience, and ancient wisdom with a twist, while using her one and only 3HQ method. Get ready to be empowered in your journey of self-reinvention and ignite your professional dreams. Each episode unfolds inspiring stories of remarkable relaunches, revealing the tips and secrets behind them. Join us in these conversations, offering you the insights and tools needed for your own extraordinary relaunch.
Phoebe, you are passionate about personal growth, and you're so incredible about empowering others to not just be stagnant, but reach that highest level. So, super excited to have you on the show today. Phoebe Trotman is in house. Like, the cheers are going out from me and from the people that are listening right now. Thank you, Phoebe, for being here.
Thank you so much, Hillary. I've been looking forward to this conversation. I love what you do. Your energy just radiates, and I'm so honored to be with you today.
Well, it's interesting because although I have had athletes on, I love specifically hearing your journey. And I think that we should start there in regards to the significant relaunch journey got you where you are today. We're going to jump into the business side of it, but you have a really unique relaunch story to share with people listening right now.
I do. And it's interesting because as I think about it, and this is why I love what you do with this podcast, because I've had several relaunches. And I feel like that when you look back over your journey, that's something. And I know I'm going to have more relaunches down the road as well, too. And one of them I want to share is actually when I was a teenager. And so I had done quite well in soccer in terms of my community team. And so a couple of friends encouraged us to go out for a provincial team. and went out for this provincial team, fully expecting to make it because I had, you know, made kind of done quite well again in the community. And I still remember it so vividly. A coach asked me, you know, like, what position do you play? And I'm very much an attacking, you know, goal scorer. And I shared that. And he was like, you're going to play defense. And I'm like, wait, what? And anyways, long story short, I ended up playing defense in this tryout tournament, if you will. And then the coach brings everybody in and starts going through this list of names of people who will make it to the next round. And my name wasn't called. And I remember just kind of standing there waiting and being like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, he's going to call some more names, of course. And my name never got called. And I remember looking at a couple teammates who I was with in that community team, and they tried out too. And they had that look of like, we don't know what to say. And I was happy for them, but I was devastated. And I walked back to the car and I just remember crying. As soon as I saw my dad, I just started crying and crying.
How old were you at this point?
I was about 13 years old.
Oh,
13 years old. And it was just crushing. Yeah. And I remember just, and I cried for like a couple weeks straight. Like I was just so devastated by it. And, you know, the reason this is such a like relaunch is because I remember my parents kind of having this moment with me and just being like, okay, they probably just were tired of me crying. And basically said, okay, well, what now? What do you want to do in terms of soccer? Like, are you going to let one coach's decision determine what you do with this sport? Like, it's really up to you, you know, and they weren't putting pressure either which way. And I remember kind of having this moment where I was like, you know what? No, like, I want to be an impact player. And it was a relaunch in the sense that from that moment, I had to focus on what I could control, which was my work ethic, my attitude, my perspective, you know, versus just going in and being like, well, I don't play that position, making the most of every single opportunity. And that's what I did. I focused. I was always with a ball outside in the backyard by myself a lot of times, sometimes with my older brother, sometimes with my dad, just playing. And that has just kind of carried through in terms of all my relaunches, if you will, because I've had that, like those reality checks where it's like, well, what can I control? What can I do to make the most of this particular opportunity and this situation? And that's just continued throughout my career, Phoebe, as an athlete as well.
I want to ask you something really interesting. You thought that, is it when you were playing offense? Is that right? You were always an offense player. This yeah. coach says, no, we're going to put you in during this, like, you know, tryout period as a defense player.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why?
I have no idea. I honestly, it would be one.
Because you're now a grown woman. And I love when we start to reassess the things that happen to, and you're saying this is like the most significant relaunch is like, what was happening here? And being able to go back and be like, what? Because I'm going to do a little coaching here. Because one thing that we have always, what we do as women and men that are listening is we put up the walls, right? Like, ugh, that happened. It is, you're saying, the most significant relaunch journey. But there was a reason, right? There's something that we need to get to the root of what really happened. Like, and I love how you're saying, hey, it's given me resilience. It's now like, but that was a gift. That was a gift that coach gave you. Switch it up and have that failure. And I'd love for you to right now talk about that part of it. Like it was a gift. What about it do you now look at from, you know, hindsight 2020, silver linings, as I often say? What would you say about that?
Absolutely. And I've done a lot of reflecting because I'm working on the next book and I share more details in that story of that story in there. And one of the things that I realized looking back on it, like that, what it, as you just said, it was a gift. It was an opportunity where maybe if I looked at this with a different lens and a different perspective, that coach saw in me something that I could adapt well to playing a new position, or maybe it was going to help me become a better attacking player because now I'm responding as a defensive player and learning how to maneuver that way and think from that perspective. So there's so many times where a situation can happen, and depending on the lens that we want to look at it through, it can impact us in so many different ways. And of course, back then, in terms of being, you know, a 13-year-old, I was more so like, wait, what do you mean defense? I don't want to play a defender, you know, yeah. And I didn't take that opportunity. And that's something now where I just encourage people to make the most of every opportunity. Had I looked at it as a gift back then and went, okay, it's not my favorite position, but I can learn this. This coach sees something in me that believes I can adapt well to this. This coach sees something unique in me that he feels that I can be an offensive threat and maybe a defense threat. Here's an opportunity that I'm a gift that I'm given to shine on the field in this position and to embrace it and run with it. And so, you know, it's interesting because again, hindsight, we can look at those relaunch moments. And if we start to look at things with just a slightly different perspective, a different lens, it can set us up for success in so many ways in our lives.
And I know as a 13-year-old, it is really tough to do in the moment. It's tough to do even, you know, even at the age we are now. It is. But it is interesting. And I love that you're writing these books and you're continuing to be very introspective on this, because so many times we pigeonhole ourselves. Like, this is what I do. Like, this is who I am, right? The big thing about the I am statements. And it's like, where did we come up with that? Where did it say that at 13, you were specifically an offense player? And these days, I know that on the CU football team, we've got somebody that actually plays both defense and offense, right? That was like unheard of years ago to be able to flip both ways and everything. And yet it's happening. And so I really, when I heard you talk about this, I'm like, you're kind of that person that has been so blessed with just God-given talent. You're so good. And now as we're getting older, where else has that come to life where you're like looking at it from a different lens?
You know, that is something that I've had to do throughout my career as an athlete, as well as an entrepreneur, where just taking moments to pause when situations happen, you know, like certain situations, events happen in our lives, and we can determine what meaning we give them. And a lot of times when you're in it, it's very challenging. Like, you know, I'm going through some personal stuff right now in terms of caregiver and with my mom and whatnot. And it's very challenging. And one of the things that I have to do is just pause and just be grateful, like grateful for the time, grateful for the good moments. And gratitude is just such a huge part in everything. Again, even in hindsight with that situation as a 13-year-old, being grateful that I even had the opportunity to play, grateful that this coach saw something in me, like reframing that and really just pausing and finding gratitude throughout life's challenges. Because what gratitude doesn't minimize what you're going through when you're in that situation. It just allows you have a little bit of a shift in your perspective. And sometimes that's what we need to get through that situation, right? And being grateful, not necessarily for, sometimes you're not grateful for that situation because you're in it, but can you be grateful for something else in your life? Be grateful that you're alive to experience that. Be grateful for your health or your friends, your family, and just finding something to be grateful for, because it will allow you to just get a little bit of shift of perspective. And sometimes that clarity, within that clarity, it's going to continue and keep you going.
100%. And I want to talk about the identity of an actual athlete, because I've coached a tremendous amount of athletes. And there's that point in time where you no longer can do what you used to do. And there's that moment of truth where your career, doing what you love so much, what you invested, the hours upon hours. Like, you know, I can also talk about an Olympic athlete that, you know, God, you're so focused on what you're doing. And then it comes to an end. How did you handle the identity shift from full-time soccer player, tons of like recognition across everything, and then all of a sudden it's like it's now time to actually have a relaunch? How'd you do it?
Yeah. So I, when I decided to retire from playing professional soccer, and I talk a little bit about this because I hear when I say never quit on a bad day, I can hear people's ears being like, well, what do you mean? I never can quit? Not at all. And so when I decided to transition, and I like to say transition or move forward into like the next chapter, again, another relaunch, I did it from a place of, it wasn't after a bad game or a bad season. Really, it was after, it was just a time where I realized that my priorities had shifted a little bit. that, you know, I was focused on starting this business and I knew it was going to take like a lot of time and effort, same way that I put that into my soccer career. And I wanted to have time for my friends and family. And I'd missed a lot of events being on the road and games and things like that, which at the time that was my focus was soccer. And I just realized my priorities had shifted a little bit and I wanted to put this energy into it. And so one of the things that I encourage people to do is when you're going to, you know, transition, whether it's a career in terms of athletics, whether it's a career, or you're just moving into kind of that next phase, look at it as you're moving forward into something else, right? And take the same experiences and like life skills that you learned in one phase of your life is going to carry you forward into the next phase of it. The person that you've grown into throughout those experiences is what's helping you and equipping you for the next chapter. And that's really how I looked at it, is I'm moving forward into this next chapter of my life. I loved my athletic career and I'm so grateful for it. And I still play soccer as well. I still do play. And I love that competitive outlet over there. So I keep that going in terms of still playing. It's just at a different level. And I really embrace that I was moving forward into something else. It wasn't about, well, what am I leaving behind? It's focusing on what am I moving towards? Just like when I started my career, you know, moving into the next phase of my athletic career in terms of university, right? And then university finished. And then I was moving into the professional, like looking forward into what your next step is. Create that excitement around that.
So there's a great book, Ikigai. And it's about, you know, how people can take the purpose of your life and what you do. And it, for those that haven't read it, go. Ikigai is the book. It has like a blue and it's got little petals on the front. I think they're, you know, the cherry blossoms. And the reason that you spark something in my mind is that it talks about that in Japan, there's no word for retire. It's you are moving forward. It's again, continuing your own journey, your own purpose of life and the self-improvement, constantly moving forward, that sense of gratitude. And they have one of those, they're like the hotspot for one of the largest centennials, right? People over 100. And how do you get there? And so I think what you're saying is so profound, because so many of us, whether it's moving from corporate to entrepreneurship, whether it's, you know, even on a personal level, getting a divorce. I've, you know, been divorced, and not having it be like that negative, like I'm retiring, I'm giving it up. As you said, you're like, I still do. I love going out there and playing soccer. It still fuels you. And so as you were thinking about writing this book, and I love that the name is Never Quit on a Bad Day, Inspiring Stories of Resilience. When did you get that inclination that, you know what, I need to write this book? I need to do this. Because book writing, as we all know, is a labor of love. And so what really sparked you?
It's interesting. You talked about purpose, and I have felt on my heart that for the last like 5-7 years, if you will, to create something that would help and encourage and inspire people, just because I've been inspired and encouraged by so many people over my journey. And so I wanted to create something to give out to the world that same type of encouragement and inspiration. And I was sharing this with a couple of dear friends of mine. And so they were the ones who were like, well, you should write a book. And I chuckled because, you know, I have a lot of life goals, and writing a book really wasn't on there. I'm very open. Funny. It really wasn't. I wasn't, you know, there's some people who I'm like, yes, write that book. But really, I've always been very open. I've been open to, again, the purpose and how that takes shape. I've been open to, you know, just kind of moving through it, if you will. And so when they suggested write a book, I kind of paused a little bit and I was like, hey, you know, but I was open again. And we talked about it. And I said, well, if I'm going to write a book, it has to do two things. Number one, it has to help and encourage people. And number two, I really have to feel passionate about what the book's going to be about. And so I was kind of simmering on it that evening. And the month before, I had incredible honor. I was inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame. And we had like an interview process. And in that, the interviewer asked me, like, what has sport given me? And I shared a lot of the life skills.
Oh, I love that question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And so I shared a lot of those life skills. And I shared, I've had incredible highs participating in sport, you know, national championships on every level with incredible teams. And I've had personal accolades as well. And I said, the only reason, though, I've been able to have those highs are because of the lows, right? Getting cut from that team, you know, sitting on the bench, not making the starting lineup, maybe not even getting in a game and pushing through all of that. Mm-hmm. Because I pushed through all those tough things is why I was able to have those highs. And so that night when I was simmering on, you know, the book idea, that's when it hit me. And I was like, that's what I want to write a book about, the story behind the story. Because oftentimes, you know, people will see the list of accolades. They don't know about the 13-year-old who cried her eyes out over and over. For weeks on end.
They never know the behind, right? Unless we share it, unless we talk about the real side of of you. So I got to ask, what has sports given you? What has it taught you that the listeners right now are like, yeah, that's really cool? Because, you know, it is interesting. We're all encouraged at a young age. And I have, you know, 3 kids and 2 bonus kids. And I'll never forget the soccer field with these, you know, kids when they're young and they just go whoop over to the ball. They're all running. They're not staying in their own positions. And it's, we've all been there. Whether, you know, we were athletes ourselves or we have kids that were going through it. What have been the biggest takeaways for you?
Sport, and I just want to encourage parents listening out there. I believe wholeheartedly that every child should participate in sports at some, just even as an experience, right? Because there's so many life skills you gain out of team sports as well as individual sports. And again, whether or not a child continues on in athletics, it's really not about that. It's just the experience of it. And so I actually oversee a program right now for kids, 3-year-olds to 7-year-olds. And I absolutely love it because.
So cute. That age is so cute.
I'm like, I know that. So, but sport, it gives you so many life skills in the sense of like teamwork, right? It helps you push through, you know, team making friendships, like getting to know other kids that you're playing with in terms of like those little wins, learning to celebrate those little wins along with. Whether it's, you know, a child didn't use their hand today at the soccer practice, I'm going to celebrate that. Or it might be them scoring a goal, resilience, right? Being able to bounce back after disappointments. How do you move through that? Time management as you get older in terms of sport, you know, being a university athlete, you have to manage, you know, your athletic, you have to manage your schoolwork. I was working a part-time job. Like there's a lot of pieces to that, right? Just in terms of attitude, respect, like learning to respect the sport, respect your teammates, respect your coaches, appreciation for everything, realizing, you know, it's humbling as well too. And it's inspiring because especially team sports, you know, you're in this team environment and there's going to be other teammates who are going to be better than you at a certain piece of the game. How can you let that fuel you to inspire you? And that's the same in life, right? There's going to be people who are going to be better at than you at in other capacities. How can you use that to inspire you, not to compete against them, but inspire you to be the best that you can be with your talent? Because we all have talent in different capacities. And so I just feel like, and there's so I can keep going, but really those
are. I love what you said about like, encourage your kids to do sports or your grandkids or who your nieces, your nephew. And I do like the idea of even as you get older to be in some type of, you know, sport environment with that connection. I have 2 funny stories. All right. 7th grade, I was really fast in the pool. I swam against an Olympic athlete that ended up Dara Torres, who ended up winning an Olympic medal. And I was able to not get totally lapped. And everyone's like, oh, Hillary's a good swimmer. Well, then the end of summer comes along and Coach Hooker was my coach. And she said, I came back from summer vacation. And she says, oh, in front of everyone, oh, Hillary, you developed hips this summer. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake, it was like crushing. And so I immediately gave up swimming because I'm like, okay, that the coach, right? But I was really, my jam was around tennis. I love tennis. I played, you know, all throughout high school. But the funniest, I got a boyfriend who ended up being a super soccer player. And this is my soccer. I'm connecting with you right now. So when I'm in 10th grade, I decide I'm going to go out for the soccer team. And again, I was a tennis player and that was my thing. And so the first game I'm in and they have me playing left wing and a ball is kicked from the goalie. And I think I should head it because we had practiced heading the day before. All right, Phoebe, I head the ball and you know what happened. I go down for the count. I end up with a concussion. The guy that I was so, you know, ended up, you know, dating him for about 4 or 5 years, he had to carry me off the field. And when I finally was like out of this dazed and confused, I said to him, I'm done. I'm never playing this sport again. But even the lesson that it taught me, like, I've had that the failures are good. Like, I just assumed I could go out there and yeah, you know, I can do this.
I love it's that.
I love what you're doing. I think it is so important. And I love that you're getting these little kids to really, you know, love the game. But now as we're moving forward, you are also a very successful businesswoman. You gave up that full-time soccer to go out into the business world, and where you are today is a reflection of everything combined. And I'd love to have you share, you know, what made you get into specifically what you're doing now, and what would you say are the biggest takeaways right now? Like the things that people listening are like, ooh, I need to do that.
Yeah. So my transition into kind of the business world, if you will, was through network marketing. And so I had always had this kind of entrepreneurial spirit. I was doing a bunch of little side projects, if you will. And it was interesting because right away I kind of went into it being like, well, of course I'm going to, you know, again, having that like, oh yeah, this will be fine. It'll be easy, if you will. And wanting not necessarily following a system or the structure. And it wasn't until kind of I flipped the hat and put on like the, what did I do for soccer success? Well, you're consistent. You're training on a regular basis. You're setting goals. You're going after those goals and transferring that over into like this business. And that's when I started creating success. And one of the beautiful things in terms of network marketing is that team aspect. And because coming from an athletics background where I focus more on my team sport, if you will, that transferred over. And so it was fun. And I love like the team building piece of it. I love to collaborate and working with a group of people to accomplish a common goal, if you will. And that common goal is a win for them. You know, it's different wins. It's a little bit different than the soccer field, if you will. That being said, the same principles transfer over into terms of, you know, appreciating your teammates, working, really creating a team where everyone's moving together for a common goal. And I think that's just so important in the business world. The more we can focus on how can we help someone else, like even when it's your client, how can you help that client with whatever they're looking to do? And when we focus from that, and that's why I say heart-centered, when we look at that other individual as a person and they have their own goal of what they want to accomplish and how can we help them accomplish that, that's where the magic lies in terms of creating success. And that's just something that I've continued on to do. And even in terms of this next kind of phase with the book and whatnot is focusing on like, how can I put myself in the reader's shoes? And what were things that I learned in, you know, I have bookshelves, books all around me. What are some of the things that have helped me in terms of my journey that I can now share with someone else? So when we can just lead from looking at that other person and how we can help that other person, that's where the magic really comes together.
So when you think about bad days, we all have them. Mm-hmm. That's part of life. Right? We all have relaunches. That's part of life. You say and you talk about the never quit on a bad day. How are you doing that? How do you help people? How are you successfully using what you're teaching people in your book?
Everything that is in that book is everything I'm doing right now. Because yeah, as you said, there are life has challenges and there's a lot that we have to go through and grow through. I love how John Maxwell says that, like grow through those challenges. And so a lot of what I'm doing right now, when I have those bad and tough days, if you will, part of it's perspective, right? Of also reframing, how can we look at this through, again, as we're saying, that different lens. So it's a lot of times it's reframing it from a lens perspective, a lot of gratitude. Of just like,
wait. So something, let's just say something bad happens, client, you thought you were going to close this, you know, great deal, and it ends up either getting kicked to the curb or pushed out. What do you immediately, you get the call? Yeah, Phoebe, you know, oh yeah, I know I said I would do this, but you know what? It's just not going to work out right now. What do you immediately go do?
It varies. So let's say, and I've had situations like that in terms of their like,
I think we all have, right?
Yeah. Where they're like, I'm done. Okay.
If you're in sales, we all get this one.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, right away, obviously you're going to have the emotions of, you know, depending on the client, there might be the disappointment, the frustration, you're just like, oh, I like that person. Oh, you know, you have that sadness.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, I would have liked. Yeah,
give yourself, you know, for me personally, I'm going to take a few minutes with it. I'm not just going to glaze over it. I'm going to acknowledge those feelings. I'm a human being, right? We're going to have those moments. Sometimes if I'm super like, I might go work out, just change my state, right? Get out of where I am, go for a walk, go for a run, go to boot camp. I'm going to do something physical oftentimes to change my state. Sometimes I'm just going to pause there. If with this reframe, again, depending on the person or the situation, okay, not necessarily what I would have chosen. However, this frees me up for something else. And I do really have to have that openness to like, okay, you know, not exactly what I would have written. However, that's not how life works. And what next? Just the same way this person came into my life and brought a flow of business and excitement and whatnot, the next person can do that as well too. So having that moment of being grateful again, it's a process. It isn't, I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh, you just next. No, it's not that at all, right? You feel the emotions, you work through that, but also realizing that you've been through, and this is something that I have to remind myself constantly with everything I'm, you know, kind of dealing with right now. I've been through tough stuff before, and people listening, you've been through tough stuff before because you're still here. So you can go through and grow through this next tough situation, if you will. And if it's a client, that's one thing, you know, in terms of just again, and reframing and what can you learn from that past experience to take forward to the next? So either it doesn't happen the same way, or even if it does, can you move through it a little bit quicker the next time?
Those are like that book where, you know, you're giving the words of wisdom that we all need to be hearing. People, go back, re-listen to this. It is so good. So Phoebe, I always like to do this at the end. And if you were going over to someone's house, if you're coming to my house and you're like, I want to bring something that I just love. Like, I love it. I want to share this, like, whether it's beauty, whether it's sports, whatever it is, what is your go-to gift right now that you would want to, like, you know, I really like this.
Oh, interesting. My mind right away thought, like, I'm coming over to your house, so I'm going to bring a dessert.
Okay. That's really good too. Okay. Bring the dessert. And then is there like, it's my birthday. Like, what would you, I know she'd love this. What else would you do?
I would a gift that's going to encourage you. And it can take many different shapes. You know, it might be a journal with a really cool saying on the front of it. It might be a candle with a nice saying. Again, it's going to depend on what you, being my friend, I'm going to be like, you know what? I can see her wanting to write something. It's going to be something that's going to encourage you along your journey. Because as we've talked about, everybody has their own journey. And it's just what I feel like is kind of one of the gifts, or what I'm here to do, is just encourage people along their journey and be a little cheerleader to be like, you can keep doing this. You've got this.
Okay. What I would actually really like is the lipstick you're wearing. Who makes that? Cause that is so good.
We can do that. That I can bring over for sure too.
Okay. So Phoebe Trautman, how do we get to hear more about you? How can we follow you? How can you light us up?
Absolutely. So my website is very easy to remember, neverquitonabadday.com, as well as that's Instagram, Facebook, and then also my personal pages, which are just Phoebe Trautman, Phoebe, no O, gotta say that. So
that is interesting. It's P-H-E-B-E. P-H-E-B-E. Correct. Trautman is totally T-R-O-T-M-A-N. We're going to put all of this in the show notes. I'm also going to make sure you give us the name of that lipstick because it is on fire on you. And for everyone, please go explore, read the book. This woman is lighting it up. She is truly a world changer. And I can hardly wait to continue to follow you, read the next book, Resilience. So important, right? Resilience to get through relaunches. And everyone, keep in mind that it is about live now, today, love now, and relaunch now into your next best journey. Everyone, we'll see you next week. Thanks again for being here.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Relaunch Podcast. If you felt a spark, a shift, or a little nudge from our show today, why not leave a 5-star review on iTunes? It helps us spread the word, so please share this episode with someone who could use that same spark. Make sure to check out therelaunch.com/podcast for the goodies from today's episode. And remember this, right now is your golden opportunity to shift and relaunch into the life you've always imagined. Let's continue to build our own powerful stories of resilience and reinvention. Until next time, ready, set, relaunch.